Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Learning Meseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Gimel. Daf here is continuing the sugya of Peskin ala Peiris, when someone is paying money to get supplied with Peiris throughout the year. And we already started the discussion about the Seidus of the Sugya in the second shir in the previous daf, in Daf Samach Beis. And I want to continue the basic discussion of the Heter of Peskim ala Peiris by Yotza Ashar. In particular, based on the Gemara here on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. So I'd like to first start with that Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, and then when we're finished the basic inyan of the Heter of Yotza Ashar, then go back to Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph and discuss the inyan of Lokach Bal Va'asai of Balocha V'dmeim that the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara says, on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Rambam Rav Yosef D'Amr Tavayu, Maitam Omer Rabbanan Peiskel Ashar Shebeshuk Afvi She'en Loi. Why did the Rabbanan say you could be Peiskel on Shar Shebeshuk even though he doesn't have it? What's the site of the Heter prepay money for payers when it's Yotze Ashar, when the payers are available in the marketplace for a specific price, to prepay money for that price, al das that you'll get the payers throughout the year, even though the payers will be nisyaker, they'll go up in price. Why would that be considered ribis that you're getting the payers at the time that the payers are delivered, their higher priced payers, and you're getting them for the cheaper price because you gave the money early? Why wouldn't that be ribis? So the Gemara answers, Rabban of Yosef answered, the Omalei Shekila Tivuscha Vishanya Achirzi. Because the Lekeach, who in this case is the Malva, the one who's buying the payers, he tells the Meicher, who's a Leiva, I didn't gain anything from you. You're not giving me any Hana at all. Maya, honestly, what am I gaining from you? Ehavali Zuzi Biyadi, if I would have this money in my hand and not give it to you, Savam Azivninu Behiliu Beshili Bezula. So I'd be able to buy for the lower price now in Hini and Shili, places that were close to Rabbi Rav Yosef. In other words, the payers are available. So ribis is always when the meicher gains, when the malva gains. Here, the malva, the lekeach, is not gaining anything. Because I have the money now, I'm buying the chitim now, this is the price of now, and I could buy, these chitim are available now, I could buy chitim for this price. So I'm doing you a favor by letting you hold on to your chitim and not having to give me the chitim till later, till it's the higher price. But I'm not getting any benefit from it because it would have been the same, I would have been the same thing had I bought the chitim from someone else now. Even though he's gaining a little bit, he doesn't have to store the chitim. And also, it's the meicher that has the achrayus of the chitim. If he'd buy it now, if something would happen to the chitim, he'd lose his chitim. And if he gets it later, so the meicher has that achrayus. But Vayish says that's not enough of a gain to make an issur ribis. Now earlier, on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, on the Gemara that says that Yotze Ashar Poiskin Afa Pi She'ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, Rashi says that the meicher could get, the payers are available to the meicher. Rabban of Yosef's time would seem to be saying that the payers are available to the lekeach. The lekeach could get these payers now. So he's not gaining by the fact that he's prepaying the meicher and getting the payers for a cheaper price because he can get it for a cheaper price just as easily. But Rashi there says that the payers are available to the meicher. Taisus also is mashman that way. Rashi and Taisus both learn that the pshat is, and this we explained this in the previous shiur, but we'll say everything again, b'kitzer, that it's considered, hayos, if the meicher would have these payers, that would be considered, ke'il the lekeach has them already, and the mail of the yoiker is not considered an agar nata, it's not considered a scharam tonus mois, because b'shusei nisyaker, it's considered his yoiker, it's not a meicher giving him extra, his payers, which he owns already when it's yaker. So by Ein Loi also, Avi She'ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, since they're matzi, since they're available, and the Meicher could buy them with the money that he got, so that's also considered as if it was Yesh Loi, it's also considered as if it was B'shus L'Keach, and Memele B'shus L'Keach Nisyaker. So that's a different Svara. Rav and Rav Yosef are focusing that the Lekeach didn't gain anything because he could have gotten that same gain by buying the Peiris now. He's not gaining anything that he couldn't have gotten without this. It's not Ribbis. But Rashi and Taisus are learning up a completely different Svar. The reason why it's not Ribbis is because the Yiker is not something that the Meicher is giving an extra thing to the Lekeach, that is giving the Peiris for a cheaper price. No, the Negei of the Yiker is considered like the Lekeach already owned the Peiris when they were the cheaper price, and his Peiris went up. So he's giving the Peiris at the right price, because since this is the price at the time of the giving of the money, and the giving of the money makes a kinyan of a Mishapara, like Taisa says, so it's Ki'ilu, the Lekeach owns the Peiris already, so he's not getting anything extra. Agamar is saying he's getting something extra, but he could have gotten the same thing without the Alva, so mainly you're not being Mahanim at all. And Agamar is stressing the fact that he's not considered like he got something extra. So the Peishu is bothered, why did Rashi and Taisus understand the Mishnah of Alfi She'en Lezeh Yesh Lezeh? The way they did, why didn't they explain that it means because the Lekeach is not getting any favors from the Meicher, the Peiris were just as available to him from someone else, and he could have gotten the Peiris at this price without any favor. Yeshua doesn't write an answer, but the emesis, and the Achreinim speak this out, on the Afayim Bezim and Bez, it's Mavur in the Sugya there, where the Ikka Mishnah is, Yotze Shar Poiskim Avvi She'en Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, it's Mavur in the Gemara there that we're discussing the Meicher. It's Mavur in the Gemara Klar that we're discussing the availability to the Meicher. The Gemara also discusses about a Meicher being able to borrow it, which that has nothing at all to do with the Maya Hanesli. But Stam, if a Meicher has his Peiris available, that shafts a kinyan to the Lekeach and can give a din of Ki Yisyakir B'Shusei Yisyakir, that it's not like I'm giving you Peiris for the wrong price for a cheaper price, I'm giving you more Peiris for the money. The price of the Peiris is nick for the time I'm giving you the money, because at that time you claim to the Peiris, Lemishapara, and that's only when the Peiris are available. So we see in the Gemara there, Mefurish like Rashi and Taisus. But the question still remains, and Achreinim stelt sich on this question, why do we need two timing for? Why does the Gemara say two different timing? The time of the Mishnah, Af Pi She'en Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, is a time that the Peiris are available to the Meicher. And the Pshat in that time is that it's not considered Ribbis, because since the Kinyan was Chal, Ayyadeh that he had the Peiris, or Ayyadeh that the Peiris were available to him, the Kinyan was Chal, not really Chal, Mishapara, it was Chal B'negei Hilchas Ribbis, whatever you want to call it, Chazal considered Ki'ilu the Kinyan was Chal at the time of the Nesinus HaMois, and therefore, I'm not giving you anything extra, because at the time that you were kind of the Peiris, that was the price. And the Peiris went up, so your Peiris went up. And here, Rav and Rav Yosef are saying a new time, that even if the Meicher is considered to be giving something extra, never mind that there was any kinyan that took place at the Peiris, but the fact that the Lekeach was able to get this extra thing without the Akdamas Mois, so the Lekeach doesn't consider it extra because he could have gotten this extra thing by buying the Peiris now. He's not getting anything extra because he's letting the Meicher wait. Because had he not let the Meicher wait, he would have gotten the same Peiris at the same price. So what's the pshat in the two timing? So Nemes is the Chaviz Das. It's in Kuv Samach Gimel in Yerideya. And the Shar Deya, which is at the end of the Shar Mishpat, the Shar Deya at the end of the Shar Mishpat and Chayshim Mishpat, he has on the Simonim of Hilchas Ribbis in Yerideya, it's called the Shar Deya, he has it in Simon Kuf Ayin Hey. They both hold that either one of these two Taimim are good enough. Either Taim is good enough to be Matir. The Taim of Shekila Tivuska V'Shadi Achizi, the Taim of Rabban Rav Yosef, that he's not gaining anything, would be matter even in a case where he wouldn't have any chalais kinyan on the Peiris. But the fact that you're not gaining anything, das alein is a heter. And the time that you kain it is also a matter, even if you were to be gaining something. Shadei is marach mei, the Chavis Das has a very geshmak azach. He says, why does Rabban Rav Yosef say, my tam omer abonam poiskim al shayashi b'shuk af v'she'en loy? Why don't they quote the Mishnah? Why don't they say, my Tama, for the Mishnah that says, Yatzar Shar Paiskin Afi Shein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh? Why are they saying their own words, Omer Abanam Paiskin Shar Shibashuk Afi Shein Loi? The Gemara right before brings down the Memra of Rava, Hashad Omer Abyane Mali Hein Mali Dmein Amrinan, Mali Dmein Mali Hein Nami Amrinan, U Paiskin Ashar Shibashuk Afi Shein Loi. Rava comes with a Chiddush. Paiskin Ashar Shibashuk Afi Shein Loi. So Rashi and Taisa both bothered. What's Rava coming with an ayin chiddush? Paiskin ashar shibashuk afi she'ein loy. It's a Mishnah. Yatzar shar paiskin afi she'ein lezeh yesh lezeh. What's Rava's new chiddush from Rabbi Yanai? Paiskin ashar shibashuk afi she'ein loy. Evid Rashi and Taisa that the question is what's shar. Rashi says there were a lot of types of yatzar shar. There was the Gemara in Ayin Beis goes into it. There's a shar of lekutim. There's a shar of durmis hazeh. There's a shar of achlavoy v'arbi. The Gemara brings a few cases of what's yotzah shar is. At first, it's available in smaller places, in smaller markets. Then it starts getting available in regular markets. And then finally, the last one is when the warehouses and the ships come in, and there's a huge shefer ribli of chitim that's available. So Rashi and Taisa say, they're both saying a slightly different oifen, that from the Mishnah itself, I would say you need a bigger shar, a much more available shire, a much more kavuadika shire, a much more readily available way to get the wheat. And now Rav is telling you, no, even a shire shibashuk, even if it's a smaller, limited market, that's also enough to be paiskan ala shire. Now, state Rashi and Taisus Pshat in the Gemara. So, Zark the Chav is Das. That's what Rabban Yosef is also talking about. They're also talking about not what's Pshat in the Mishnah. Of Yotzer Ashar Paiskan Afi Shein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh. The Mishnah means that it's available to the Meicher. The Mishnah means because it blives Kani to the Lekeach. The Mishnah means B'shusei Yisyakir. The Mishnah is based on the fact that he has a Kenyan Mishapur in the Chayfetz. That's the Pshat of the Mishnah. Now, Omer Rabbanon, the Meisad of Halacha is that you don't need a bigger Shar. Even a smaller Shar is also good enough. In order to say he's b'shus l'keach, it needs to be konintim for mishapar. That Rashi and Taisus already say. We discussed that by Riches in the previous year. There might be some Mishnayim that argue the Chavetz is going with that svara. You need a kinyan mishapara in order to have the tam that it's b'shus l'keach nisyakir. Zog the Chavetz Das. And he's going like the Sma that we spoke about in the Chashemish B'Simon Reish test that we spoke about in the previous year. Zog the Chavez Das, in order to be kind of something, the Mishapara has to be available. And it has to be very, very, very readily available. To have a Kenyan Mishapara, that you need the Shara V'Achlavoy V'Arbi. You need the big Shara that comes from the warehouses and the ships. Shara Lakutis is not good enough to be kind of something in Mishapara. It's not available enough. It's not genug matzli to have a mishapar. So the tam that's given in the Mishnah, that yotzah shar paiskin afi she'ein lezeh yesh lezeh, that tam that's given would only work on a bigger shar, on a shar v'chlevoyev arbi, on the bigger shar that the Mishnah clearly is talking about. But on the smaller shar, which is not so available, it's not genug available to have a mishapar, and we're going like the shita says sma, that in Hilchus Mishapara has to be available, like we explained in the previous shiur from the Ksais, that Mishapara, the site of Mishapara is because Midaraisa Kesef is Kaina. And in Adova Shaina B'Shusai, Kesef can't be Kaina. So how could you have a Mishapara if it's Aina B'Shusai? Elamai, like the Ksais is Mazmir, something readily available does not have the Chsarin of Aina B'Shusai. It blives B'Shus the Meicher, and Mamela Chayach a Mishapara. Zog the Chavis Das, for that you need a much bigger shah. So Zog the Rabban of Yosef, my Tam Omer Abonim Paiskin Mashar Shibashuk, meaning the smaller shah, there is no Mishapara. And for Rabban of Yosef, there's another reason to be matter. Mulvan the Tam that he's kainet. There's another Tam of Shekila Tevuscha Vashad Yachizri, that I'm not gaining anything, and if I wasn't kainet, but I could have been kainet. I don't need your Tevis. It's not Agonoter because I could have had this Toivah without the Agonoter. I could have stumbled the Chitim. And then it would have been Bishus Eis Yaker. You don't say this by Alvah. You only say it by Zvini, which is the Rabbanan, like the Gemara says. You don't say it by Saul B'Saw. Hach Alvah Sam Zvini. But by Ribbis Derech Mecher, if I have another way of getting the same thing without the Agonoter, there's no Ribbis because Shani Tivusu V'Shang Le'Chizri. Shkil Tivusu V'Shang Le'Chizri. So Bekitzer, the Chavis Das holds, and I said the Shadeya holds the same thing, that either time is good enough to be matter. He doesn't explain, but Mestamed is a case where all you would have is the time of the Mishnah, the time that you kind of Mishapura, and you won't have the Shkil Tivuska V'Shadeya Chizri. I'm not sure what exactly the case is, but I say there'll be such a case, and for that case, you need the time of the Mishnah, but either time is good enough to be matter. But the Beis Yosef and the Shach and Simon Kufay and Hay are command mefurish that you need both timeim to be matir. Not like the Chavis Das and the Shardayim. Because they both explain, what's the pshat that you can be paisik al shayah shebashuk afish yeshlai? They start with Rabban of Yosef. They say because the leiv is not gaining anything. I mean the lekeach is not gaining anything. Lekeach is like the malv in this case. Lekeach is not gaining anything. He could have bought the same payers and he could have gotten it the Yaker without the Agonoter. And then they say, and since he's not gaining anything, therefore, we consider as if the Meicher had the availability of getting the payers for himself, and Memelo be B'shus L'kech, and Memelo B'shus Eis Yaker. They put the two timeim together. They say that he's not gaining anything, and therefore, we consider it to be in his Rishus. But L'chaya, why do we need the two timing for? If he's not gaining anything, so even if it wouldn't be in his Rishus, it should work. And if it's in his Rishus, even if he is gaining something, it should work. But you see, the Beis Yosef and the Shach HaMashman, they held these two timing go together. And the emphasis is, there isn't the Rishonim a pshat that you need both timing. Often in the Rishonim, like the Beis Yosef and the Shach, and even Epsa Hezbel is that. And that's in the Ritva, not in the Ritva Chadashim. In the Ritva, how it's printed in the older print of the Ritva, the Sefer is actually not from the Ritva. You have a more recent Eitzah of Chedusha Ritva, which is from the Ritva, but the Sefer that was in the older prints of Ritva, a Sefer from a Rishon that we don't know who he is, but he brings this Kasha from the Ravid. On the Fayin Bezim and Beis, he says that the Ravid asked the Kash, it's Mavur in that Gemara that the Yisayid of the Heter of Yotze Ashar is that it's available to the Meicher, not to the Lekech. Like we said, the availability to the Meicher means that it's Keilu, the Lekech was Kainet and Meshusei Yaker. Baal Kapanen, the Yisayid of what the Gemara says is that it's available to the Meicher. And we see over here that Rabban of Yosef Damri Tavayu, that says that the site of the Heter is that it's available to the Lekech. That the Lekech didn't gain anything from this whole deal because he could have bought the same chitim, behini v'shili, with the lower price, it's available to the Lekech. So once the Pshat, the Gemara Daf Ayin Beis stresses the fact that it's available to the Meicher, and the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel stresses the fact it's available to the Lekech. Apella, does fraction the Rishonim, does fraction the Ravid, which is brought in the old Ritva. Ever derived how it's brought in the old Dvar Gevaldik Gater, it's like this. He brings the Gemara, it's coming up soon, it's on Naf Samachay. He brings the Gemara that Rav Papa said, Tarshid Didi Shari. What was what Rav Papa did? What did he say was mutter? Rav Papa used to make beer. And the way it worked with the beer is on Tishrei, the beer had a lower price, and Nisan it had a higher price. So Rav Papa used to sell the beer on Tishrei, and he would tell the Lekeach that he has to pay him on Nisan. He could pay him in 6 months from now, but he has to pay the higher price. He has to pay the Nisan price. And the Shaila is, why isn't that Ribbis? At this point, if you would pay the Tishrei price, the beer at this time costs less. If you would have money to buy the beer now, he would pay a lower price. But since he's not paying till Nisan, so Mimele is going to pay a higher price. So even though the price he pays by Nisan is the price of what the beer is worth during Nisan, but he is buying the beer in Tishrei. So essentially the beer in Tishrei has a lower price. And because he's not paying till Nisan, he's paying a higher price. So why isn't that ribbis derech mecher, that because you're letting him pay later till Nisan, he's going to be charged a higher price? Chazak Rav Papa, because I'm not gaining anything. Because my beer is not getting ruined. I don't need any money. I have no problem waiting till Nisan and selling it in Nisan for the higher price. I'm doing him a favor by giving him the beer early. So Mamela, I'm not gaining anything from this whole deal, Chazak Rav Papa. I could just as easily hold on to my beer and sell it in Nisan for the higher price. I'm doing him a favor and giving him the beer 6 months early in Tishrei. But he has to pay me the Nisan price. That's where our papa said. So Sheish's Breder Avidi told her papa that why are you going bussy yourself? Go bussy to the Kach, go bussy them. Look at it from their perspective. From your perspective, you're not gaining anything. But how about from their perspective? If they would have money to pay, so they would buy, they would pay the Tishrei price. Why are they paying a higher price for beer that they're getting now? Because they're not paying right away. So you're not gaining, but they're losing. You're claiming, I'm not gaining anything. I could sell this by Nisan, I'm just giving to him early. Okay, that's true. But look at them, at their perspective. They need the beer now. If they would have money now to pay for the beer, they would pay the lower price. Why are they paying the higher price? Because they don't have money right now. So because they're waiting on the money, they're paying more. So you're not gaining anything, but they're losing. And Lamaisa, that's who we paskin. The Gemara says, Less hilchus like a tarsha de pupanoi. We don't paskin like the tarsha Rav Papa. Zak der Ivan, it's mamish the same case here. In reverse. It's true. The lekeach here is not gaining. He could go and buy at the lower price now, Behini Vashili. He's not gaining anything. He's doing the Meicher a favor, letting the Meicher hold on to the Chitim until later. But the Meicher is losing. Because if the Meicher didn't need the money now, and the Meicher would wait till then to get the money, he would get a higher price for the Chitim. Why is he only getting a lower price for the Chitim? Because he needs the money earlier. So you, the Lekeach, are not gaining. But he, the Meicher, is losing. He's losing because he's getting the money earlier. It's mamish, the mirror image. There you're delivering the goods earlier. You're getting paid later. You're not gaining because you could have sold it later. But they're losing because if they would pay for it now, they would get it at a cheaper price. And here you're getting paid early. And therefore you're getting a cheaper price. And the people who are paying you are not gaining anything by the fact that you're delivering the goods later. Because they could get it for this price now somewhere else. By Shankin, you're losing. Because if you'd be able to wait until you sell the chitim for the money, you'd get a higher price for the chitim. So Zakhtar Ivid, that's why it's not good enough, Rabban of Yosef's Tam, that the Lekeach is not gaining, because that's not a good time for the Meicher. You need a time for the Meicher because the Meicher is losing. So for the Meicher, on that you have the Svara, that since it's available for the Meicher, so it's not considered a loss for the Meicher, because it's considered Ke'ilu the Lekeach got it right away, we should say Nisyakar. So the Meicher is not losing. Al Koponim, you see that the Ritva B'Shem the Raivin, the Ritva Yishanim, from an unknown Mechaber, says B'Shem the Raivin that you need both timing. And as I state in the Shach and the Beis Yosef, the Tam of Mayahanesli is not good enough on its own. And the Ritva says Geshmak, because just like the Gemara says, L'gabe Rav Papa, Enechinami, you're not gaining, but the Meicher is losing. And that's the Chayiv, what the Beis Yosef and the Shach are saying, that you need both Taimim. Chazal were not makel to consider it Ke'il, the Lekeach, owns it already from the time of the money, and B'shei Seis Yaker, without the fact that Malav Hachi, anyway the Lekeach is not gaining anything, because he could have bought it at this time, B'zeil. Stomach comes of grace enough, Geminis La'alacha, the stomach of the arts, Tziurim, even practical modern day Tziurim, where you'll have one of the two Taimim, either you'll have the time of Shkili Tivuscha, but you won't have the time of B'shei Seis Yaker, or you'll have the time of B'shei Seis Yaker, and you won't have the time of Shkili Tivuscha. And according to the Chavim Sass and the Shadeya, one time alone is enough. And according to the Beis Yosef and the Shach, And like we said, the Ritva B'Shem, the Raivin, you need both timing. And now let's go back to Amin Aleph, to the Sugya B'Alacha B'Dmeya. The Gemara was explaining the Mishnah of Ezer Tarbis. The Mishnah said the following. The Mishnah says, the case of Ribbis, Amarim B'Peiris, is L'Okachim Menu Chitim B'Din Ezov Akur V'Chein Ashar. He bought from him wheat that cost the Din Ezov 25 dinar kesa for a kur. And that was the price then. Om lechidim alamin dinarim, lechidim went up to 30 dinarim. Om aloi tein lechidim shenireitz lemarchem likach ben yayin. He told them, give me chidim, I want to sell them and buy wine. Om aloi rechitecha suyis alai b'shloishim, v'elechetz libiayin. We're going to make that yechidim should be worth 30 zuz. And now you get 30 zuz worth of wine. V'yayin ein loin, he doesn't have wine, that's also, that's ma'abba b'peiris. So the Gemara and Akasha, why is it Aser? Why is it a Mutter? Because it's Yatzar Ashar. So even if the Yayin is Eloi, the Yayin is available, it should be Mutter because it's Yatzar Ashar. So the Gemara's Maskana is that since you're not giving him the money for the wine, you don't have the Heter of Yatzar Ashar, like the Gemara says, it's Lavki Isra Abol Yodai. Now before we had a Braisa from Bechir that says that in the case where you don't give him the money, it's even also when it's Yeshloi. So the Gemara said that can't be the Pshat in the Mishnah, because why is the Yayin Eloi? If you're not giving him the money for the wine, it should be us even by Yeshloi. So here the Gemara says that Rav say, Kishachivna Rabbeishi Nafik Levasi, the Rabbeishi and the Brayis of Rabbeishi said, no, there's a chilat in Yeshloi and Eloi. Even if you're not giving him the money, there's a chilat Yeshloi and Eloi. And Mela, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. When you actually give him the money, then there's a Heter of Yatzah Ashar, because he could take this money and buy the yayin with the money. So Mamela's kilo the yayin's available. Like we mazbid a svara, why by Yatzah Ashar doesn't have to actually have it? The fact that it's available is good enough. At this point, the Gemara is going with the svara, like Rashi says, because have being available is kilo it's yeshloi, and you say b'shu say yakir. Mashenkein, if you're not giving him money, so then it's not considered available because he doesn't have money to buy it. So mainly, you need Yeshloi Mamish. You need Mamish Yeshloi. It wouldn't work if it's Einlei. Yeshloi would be Mutter. Because if he has it, so we consider it Ke'ilu is B'Shus L'Kech right away. But Einlei, we don't consider it B'Shus L'Kech because it's not considered available because he doesn't have the money to buy it. But there's a Machlekes Rishayim, a Machlekes Halacha L'Maisa, that we have a Gers in the Gemara, U'may Lokach, Lokach Baal V'Asay. That when the Mishnah says, Lokach emenu chitim medina zav akur v'chein ashar, Lokach doesn't mean he actually gave the money for the chitim. Lokach means he bought it in place of alva. He happened to have borrowed money from him. And then he said, instead of paying me back for alva, use the alva as payment for the chitim. And Rashi takes out the girsa. Because Rashi says, we're not discussing the chitim. The chitim itaka paid for with cash. And the chitim amut even by Einlai. Lokach emen chitim medina zav akur v'chein ashar means he paid for the chitim. And the chitim itaka amut even by Einlai. We have the din of Yatzah Ashar and Paiskim afvish ein lezeh yesh lezeh. Now we're discussing the yayin. Now even if he originally paid for the chitim, but by the time he got to the yayin, he never gave him any money for the yayin. He wants to make the chayv of the chitim to be a payment for the ayin. So he's being paisik with the chayv, even if lokach means lokach, an actual mekach with money. But he paid for the chitim medina azav akur v'chein ashar. And when it came time to collect the chitim, he said, harei chitecha asuyim b'shleishim dina v'elach etzli b'yayin. So that's not ke'isra bol yodai, then he didn't pay for the ayin. So there the din is that there's no din, there's no heter of yatzah ashar, because he doesn't have any money to buy the yayin. So he's not gairis the words, my lokach lokach baal v'asay. But kamer rishayim are gairis it. Taisus is gairis it, but essentially la locha he holds like Rashi. Ayin sham taisnaf samach beizim v'beiz, the tap taisus lokach men achit the medina azav akur. But other rishayim, the Rashba, and they bring this from Rav Haigayin and Sefer HaMekach, and the rishayim say Kabbalah Sagayin Tachriya, and they say a big chiddush, that if originally you paid for the chitim, and you just want to now exchange the mekach of the chitim for the mekach of the ayin, that's mutter. even though when you're being maimed on the yayin, you're not giving any money for the yayin. They say it's mutter, and the nusach is kevin the ribister abonanu, it's derech mekach, so sharinim b'chai gavna. As long as the original transaction started with money, you're allowed to now exchange a transaction of chitim for a transaction of yayin. Klei Yeshua is mazber, reshining of a lashon, it's ke'ilu, it's isabal liyadei on the yayin. He says, really, it's not. Because when he gave the money for the chitim, he only gave 25 zuz. And now you want to be paisik 30 zuz worth of yayin. You never gave 30 zuz for the yayin. But he says, what they mean is you continue with that heter. Once the mekach started beheter, that you actually gave the money, and that's mutter b'yotzeh Hashem because it's available, even though be'etzin that sword doesn't apply to the yayin, because the yayin now is not available to the mekach because he doesn't have money to buy the yayin, but since it started with the mekach, it's good enough. The Shardayim brings this in as a raya that Shekili Tevuska V'shad Yechizri alone is a good enough svara. He brings this as an example where you don't have the svara of Mishapara because the Meicher can't get it, but the Lekeach could still say Shekili Tevuska V'shad Yechizri. The Lekeach still says, I'm not gaining anything by the Yoker of the Yayin because if I didn't let you do this deal and I forced you to pay for the Chitim now, I would have bought the Yayin. So I'm not gaining anything. Bal Kaponim, even if you only need both Taimim, the Rishayim are saying they were makel. They were makel to allow the chayv of chitin to become a chayv of yayin, since it started off as a real mekach. And the mail of that subshat my lokach lokach bava osay. The only reason why this is osir is because it started off as alva, and that's the brayse of Rabbi Ishia, which says hareisha yinoyshe bechaveri mona v'holach v'amen al geronim v'amet tainli ma'isayish. And he writes lik ben chitim al mechitim yeshli shani noyselach. That it started off with he was noisha b'chaveri mana. He stam lent his friend money. So this is a kula that the Rishayim discussed, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Chdusheran, the Muki Yosef, and the Machri like Rav Aigayin, not like Rashi. Rashi holds that even if you started off by paying money, but since now when you want to be pesach on wine, you're not giving him the money, so how could the wine be considered as if it belongs to the Lekeach right away? It's not available for the Mechir, he doesn't have money. But the Rishayim say no. When the transaction started off with Alva, so then you always have to be Yeshloi. Then you don't have in this transaction a heter of Yotzeh Hashar. But as long as it started off with the Mekach, as long as when you first made the psik on the Chitim, you gave actual money, you're allowed to switch the psik on the Chitim from psik on the Yayin on another commodity. Since it's Derech Mekach, they will matter. And the Ran goes a step further. Because the Rashba is learning Masnisim Abal Locha B'Demeyim means that the Mishnah is referring to a case where they originally started with Alva, with a Chayv. Rashi learns Masnisim Abal Locha B'Demeyim that Rabbi said on Samach Beis and Beis means that now with the Yayin, you're not actually paying for the Yayin. You're just saying that the Chayv of the Chitim should go on the Yayin, which is the Pashas Mashmais of the Mishnah. The Rashba says, no, Masnisim Balacha B'demeyim means that you started with a chayiv. But the Rishayim are bothered, Balacha B'demeyim doesn't sound like you started with a chayiv. Balacha B'demeyim means you're making them demeyim, you're making the money into a chayiv. Balacha, you're making into a chayiv B'demeyim with their money, with the value of the chitim, you're turning that into a chayiv. So the Rashba says like this, there are two cases where it's aser. If the transaction started off as a chayiv, that's the my lokach lokach malva asay. That's one case where it's aser. Then it's aser, you need yeshlei. But let's say it started as a mekach. So like we said, you're allowed to switch the mekach to a different mekach. You're allowed to make the chitim into a mekach of wine. But that's if you say that the chitim, the chayiv of the chitim, the chayiv I have to supply with chitim will now become a chayiv to supply it with wine. But if you made a zakvan olav b'milva, if you decided that instead of giving back chitim, now you're going to give back money, and then you say, but and that money that you owe should now be used for a psik on the ayin, even though the transaction started off as a mechira, you gave money for the chitim, adin zav l'kur v'chein hashar, But then you said, one second, don't bother giving me the chitim. Let's make it a chayiv of money. And then you said, oh, now that you have a chayiv of money, let's use the chayiv of money to paisuk on yayin. That's also aser. That's what it means, balacha b'dmeyim. If you don't switch the commodity of chitim for the commodity of wine, but instead you turn the commodity of chitim into a chayiv, and then on that chayiv you paisuk of the wine, that's aser. That's how their own paskins in Simon Kufay and Hesav Vav. So Bekitza, Rashi holds, even if you started with the chayiv of chitim, not with the chayiv of chitim, if you started with the psika of chitim, and even if you weren't talking about b'milva, you cannot turn the psika of chitim to psika of wine unless you actually give money or give chitim and sage for the wine. Anytime you don't give money or chitim for the wine, it's aser, if it's ein layayin. The Rashba says, if you started with a chayiv, so then you can't be paisik by Einloi, and even by Yeshloi, which you could be paisik, but if you want to switch to psika, I think you need Yeshloi, just like the original psika needed Yeshloi. But if you started by giving money, so the original psika didn't need Yeshloi, when you give money, you say, so who then you could switch the psika to a different psika, even though it's Einloi. And that's why you need bedavka my lokach lokach b'avasei, that he never paid for the chitim in the first place. The psika of the chitim came al yidei a chayiv, and the psika of chitim was muta because of yeshloi, and that's why the ayin also needs yeshloi. But if the psika of chitim came al yidei giving money, which is muta even by einloi, you could switch that to yayin even when it's einloi yayin. And the Ran is Maisif another Nakuda, he's maskim to the heter. The Rashba says from Rav Haigain that once the original psika was with money, you could switch the psika from chitim to yayin, even though he's ain lo yayin. But that's dafka when it stayed a psika on the chitim. But when you were bal locha b'dmeyim, you were zakef the chitim all of the milveh, then you're going to have a problem, even if you started with the mecher, but now it turned into alavah, and you can't be paisik da'avah on the yayin if he doesn't have yayin. That's the shmuzin Rishaynim, and that's the psakah of Shulchan Aruch Nalik Rashi. Rishaynim also talk about, when you give him money, that works even by einloi. When you're not giving him money, when you're being paisik with the chayiv, then you need yeshloi. What's the reason? So Rashi's mazbit. Because when you give him money, so then the chitim are available. You could buy it for the money that you give him. When you're being paisik b'chayiv, it's not available. He doesn't have money to buy it. In the shaila, what if it's yesh le'mois? He doesn't have chitim, but it's yesh le'mois. Or in the case of the mishnah, he doesn't have wine, but he has money that he could buy the wine. So it's a machlokes is rishayim. The Rambam is mavur that he needs the actual chitim, the actual wine. Money's not good enough. But the Gaius Ashri and the Gaius Mordechai say, mali hein mali demein, like the Gemara says. If I could be paisik when he has wine, so if he has the money for the wine, so he could buy it with the money that he has. L'maisa z'machloik is a paiskim. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam, that you need dafka, the commodity, the money is not good enough. And the Taz is bothered. He says, why not? If you have the money, so also becomes available. The whole svara, why you need babi sarai, and you have to actually pay for it, Baba Chayva is not good enough. Now she explains to us, because when you have the money, then it's available, because you have money to buy it. When he's Baba Chayva, he doesn't have the money, it's not available. So if he has money, so also he could buy it. Stagav Bissel Shver, the Chavizda says, that Eina Chinami, if you're going Tzu'al Tzisvara of Misha Parah, you're going Tzu'al Tzisvara, that since it's available to the Meicha, it's Keilu the Meicha has it, the Memele Lekeach is Kainet, the Memele Tzbishusei Nisiaker, then Avada Meis is also good enough. And Meis also it's available. The reason why the Rambam says you need Davka the Yayin is because the Rambam needs the Svar of Shekulah Tavuska V'Shadya Achizri. For that Svar of Shekulah Tavuska V'Shadya Achizri, the Lekeach's not gaining anything, because he could buy it for the same price now. For that svara, money is not enough. He needs the actual wine. But I don't understand that too well. I don't understand. For that svara also, it's vaydishkula tivuska. If you would pay me now, even if you would pay me in money, I could buy the wine now myself. It's Yatzah Hashar. L'chayin, the svari is, it was like plug. If you have the actual commodity, we say the commodity is b'shusay. When you don't have the commodity, so then when you're paying with money, then we look at it ki'ilu, that you could take this money and buy with it. If you're not actually getting the money, we don't want to make a chilutin if people actually have money, they don't have money. Asay l'chura. There's also a shmuz in the Rishayim. When you buy b'chayvay, and it's not good enough, you need yeshlay, do you need that it should have the entire amount keneged, the entire pisuk, or is having a little bit good enough? Because you find the din, there's an issa to lend saw b'saw. You're not allowed to lend money, you're not allowed to lend chitim. I'll ask to get back a saw of chitim because you're afraid the chitim will go up. But by yeshlay, it's mutter. When the leiva has chitim, he just needs the chitim of veni at shavu b'ni at she'emtzim avtech. He just needs the chitim for the meantime. But he has chitim of his own. He just needs the chitim at shavu b'ni at she'emtzim avtech. Then there's no issa of sa'a b'sa. So there also you find the chilek of yeshlay. The Gemara makes a reference to at the end of Daf Samach Gimel. So legame sa'a b'sa, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Hay says that even if he doesn't have the full sa'a, even if he borrows kama v'kama kurin and he only has one sa'a of chitim, it's also good enough. And the Rishayim amazva because each drop of the alvah, you could say it's keneged of the eshloi. And since the whole din of sa'a b'sa'a is the rabbana de'omekul b'chai gavna, the pshat is that you lend kama v'kama kurin, but each sa'a in the kurin is keneged that sa'a that's yeshloi. So Ibezai, do you have that same heter here? You need yeshloi. You need that it should be his, so Shusebi Shusei Yakir. But do you need Yeshlei Keneged the entire Pisuk? Or maybe Yeshlei little bits, so each drop of the Pisuk is Keneged those Chitim. You made up to buy 10 Kurim of Chitim Keneged the Halvar that you have. And he has one Sa of Chitim. So each Dinah of the Pisuk is Keneged that Sa. This Dinah is Keneged that Sa. That Dinah is Keneged that Sa. Each one is Keneged that Sa. Will that also work? So the Rishayim say no, they bring from the Rambam. You need the Yesh like connected the entire Pisuk. Why? What's the difference between that and Sa'a B'Sa'a? So the Rashba says, and everyone brings this pshat, that by Sa'a B'Sa'a, each thing that I lend to you becomes yours, and now you could use it, it could snowball, you could use it connected the next loan. You have a Sa'a of Chitim, so you could borrow a Sa'a of Chitim. When you borrow a Sa'a of Chitim, now you have two Sa'a of Chitim, so now you could borrow two Sa'a of Chitim. When you borrow another two Sav Chitim, now you have four Sav Chitim. Now you can buy another four Sav Chitim. Then eight Sav Chitim. Then 16. Then 32. So with one Sav Chitim, you can just continue borrowing and borrowing until you have everything that you need to borrow. Mashiach in here, you're going to need the Chitim. You're not giving him Chitim. You're giving him money. So the money you give him is not going to be mitzurif with the Chitim that he has to be matim more and more. So mainly you need keneged the entire chitim. You need chitim keneged the entire pisuk of damim. The Chavis Das is bothered because Lamaisa, he says, when it's yeshloi, you could be pisuk al smach the yeshloi with Ruvain, keneged everything you have, and then turn around and do it with Shimon, and turn around and do it with Levi, because it doesn't actually belong to the lekeach. So either you could be pisuk with 20 people, connected one thing that's yeshlei. So why can't you do it with the same person? So the Chavis Das, it's all one big pisuk. It's all one big pisuk. It can't be split up. By halva, there's really no mechir altogether. Chazal considered ki'ilu was kani to lekeach. So Chazal could consider ki'ilu is kani and could make it snowball like we said. Now shaking here, it's a pisuk. That kna makes it kani to the lekeach. And any one pisuk, you can only be kind of the amount of chitim, which is yeshloi. He says, Eina chinami, even with the same person, you can make a pisuk on whatever is yeshloi, and then turn around and make a pisuk again, the same pisuk with whatever is yeshloi. Again and again, you could do it a bunch of times with the same pisuk, the pisuk would only work connected the chitim that's yeshloi. Another shmuz in the paiskim is, the din of ein paiskim ala peis at shiotze shar, unless it's yeshloi, when it's yeshlei, like we spoke in the previous year, like Smavur at the end of this Gemara with Kira, you're even allowed to be paisik, you're even allowed to be meizel gabe. You don't need yotzah ashar, And you don't even need the right price. If you come to somebody in the Tziyei Shloi, and you tell them, I want to buy a chitim, but don't deliver them now. You could deliver them later. But I want it. I'm going to pay for it now, even though you're going to deliver it later. But since I'm paying early, I want a discounted price. That's also mutter. The Yeshlei makes it kilu, it's not alvah b'chlau, kilu he delivered all those chitim already. So the shaila is, once it's in by Baba Alva Asai. By Baba Alva Asai, when you have the heter of Yeshlei, could you be meizel gabe? Could you give him a discounted price? The Rishonim say, yeah. The Rishonim say, you don't need Yatzah Ashar. They're a little bothered by the Mishnah. The way they learn up the Mishnah, Lakach Emen Achidim, that we're talking about Lakach Ba'ava Asa, we're talking about his Ba'ava Chayva, and the reason why it's mutter to be Lakach Emenu Achidim is because he's Yeshloi. So why does it say Bedina Zal V'kur V'chein Asher? Why do you need Yatzah Asher for? Since it's Yeshloi, you don't need Yatzah Asher. You could even be Meizel Gabe. The Shainim are bothered, they say in Echinami. Be'etzim, you don't need Yatzah Asher, you could even be Meizel Gabe. The reason why it says Bedina Zal V'kur V'chein Asher is to tell you that if it's Ein Lechitim, it's Asher, even though it's Yatzah Asher. Yatzah Asher is only a hetter when he's Bobby, he's sorry, when you're giving him the money. When it's Lakach, in this case, it's Lakach Ba'ava Asai, by Ein Lechitim, it's Asher, even though it's Yatzah Asher. But the Rishonim Medayik Rashi, Rashi Dibi Amaskum Amidim Milva, Sheesh Al Kaveri Al Gabe Peiris, Rashi says, Livsig Lein Peiris, Kishar Shal Akshav Kol Yemais Hashanah. And we're talking about that it's Yeshloi. Because otherwise you can't be Maimon Milva Gabe Peiris. And Rashi says, Kishar Shalachshav. What's the Pshat in Rashi? L'chay Yilan even discount the price. As I affect the Rishayin and Mukeshav says, could be Rashi's Lav Dafka. That's the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch, that when it's Yeshloi, even if you're not giving the money, it doesn't make a difference if you're giving the money or you're Bob B'chayvay, when it's Yeshloi, you could even be Meizel Gabe. And L'chay in Esfar is Mechayiv that way. Because Rashi is masbut a whole chilik between Bob B'chayvei and Bob Yisarai is when it's Einlai. When it's Einlai, when you give him the money, so then he could buy the payers with Dom Shekibo. When you don't give him the money, so then he can't buy it. It's not available to him. Hashem came by Yeshloi, which is mutter by Bob B'chayvei. Because it doesn't have to be available, he actually has it. So then there should be no chilik Bob B'chayvei and Bob Yisarai. Just like Bob Yisarai, by Yeshlei, it could even be Meizel Gabe. So why not Bob B'chayvei? That's what the Rishayim are bothered with Rashi. But the Bnei Yeshua says a Pshat, that could be the Pshat in Rashi is like this. When you Bob Yisarai, Kumdais, there's no Chayiv altogether. There never was a Chayiv, and it's not considered a Chayiv like we said. The Baal that's Yeshlei, it's considered like you're kain it right away. It's not considered there's any Notar at all, like we explained in the previous year. There's no Amtana B'chlal. You give him money for payers, which is Yeshloi. So it's Ke'ilu, the payers belong to him. So you can even be Meizel Gabe. It's not Ribbis because it's not considered that there was Alva going on. Mashen came by Baal B'chayve, there was Alva. There was Alva. So tying into Pnei Yeshua, when you owe somebody money and then you give him a discount, it's a Ribbis on Yena Alva. It's not a ribbis on this Samtanas Mois, because you don't consider this Samtanas Mois, but it's a ribbis on Yen Alva. Let's say Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon comes in and says, could I have a discount on this? So that's a ribbis mulcheres. As I land up to play Yeshua, that's a pshat in Rashi. There's nothing wrong, Batsim, with this particular transaction, but if you're going to give him less than the price, so it's a ribbis on Alva. Achidish, Al-Kopanim, like we said, the Pesach and the Pesach Halach is that you're allowed to, if it's Yeshloi, even by Bar B'chayvei, you could be Meizel Gabe. So let's see, come, we spoke three Nekudas after the Etzim Nekuda. If the Isser by Bar B'chayvei is Dafka, if it originally came out Yedei Achayiv, that's how Rav Yishayinim learn. Rashi holds no. Rashi holds as long as now you're not giving him Chitim for the Ayin, that's also an Isser. The Rav Yishayinim learned if the original psika on the chitim was with money, you'll have to switch that to yain. We mentioned the Ran. That's only if you were in zok after dmei chitim alav b'chayiv. But then we spoke three other nekudas. First, that you need yeshloi by bal b'chayivai. Do you need yeshloi, the actual commodity, the chitim or the yain? Was yeshloi mois good enough? Because even with the mois, you could buy chitim and yain. Shulchan Aruch's psak is you need Yeshle, the actual chitum of mois, like the Rambam. But the guy is a shi, the guy is Mordechai, say Yeshle, mois is good enough, and that's it. It has once the paskin. We spoke about the halacha that when then you want to be matter with Yeshle. The Rishayim say that even though Lagabe saw and besaw Yeshle, ma'an is good enough. But here the Rambam says you need Yeshle, Kenega, the Kol HaPsika. We spoke about a svar l'chalik between saw and besaw. Where there you have chitim, and the chitim will snowball, Kenega, the chitim. Each thing he lends you is going to be counted as the Yeshle to borrow more. And Shaken here, where he's giving you mois, you need the chitim, Kenega, the whole psika. And then we spoke about this shmuz. When you have the Yeshloi, is a mutter only with the price, so you're allowed to be Meizlagabe. Rav Yishayim say you're allowed to be Meizlagabe, just like when you give him money, you're allowed to be Meizlagabe. Who would then, when you Baba Chayve, you can be Meizlagabe? Rashi is not Mashman that way. And the Pei Yeshua is Mazah because the rib is on Alva, because you're giving him a discount after Alva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.